What is up, everyone? I'm so sorry. We tried this new countdown system, and it really got
me. And it worked perfectly.
It did. It did. I started laughing immediately at the time you told me to talk.
But look,
hey, guys,
here.
What's up? It's Press Play again. It's all of us. We're here. We're here to discuss a brand new show we're so excited to talk about and be a part with y'all. It's going to be Loki, if you couldn't tell by the title and the reason you searched this.
Wait,
anyway,
that's who's going to be Loki? Or like we're doing the... Oh,
you mean like low-key?
Yeah.
You freaking. He gets me every time. It's me, Bailey, joining always with Matt, Austin, and Omar Zaki. I usually say Matthew. That was weird.
I know, you're going to throw people off.
I'm really thrown off right now. The countdown really, Matt was just like, he said five and then silently counted with his fingers and then was going to hold up his fist to tell me to go. Completely. I just was like about to explode that entire time.
In theory, it seems like it'd be easier than it was, but throw numbers anything and countdowns and just my brain stops
it.
Working.
But what's up? We're here. We're back. We're talking Marvel again. I think the thing that we're drawn to most is either Marvel or DC. It's like our
and
souls are connected to it.
I think it's each other.
I think we're drawn to each other. But
aww. And then Omar comes in with the cuteness. Look at my but before we get into the actual episode, I'm here to tell you guys that you can listen to us on anything other, not anything other. Please listen to us on YouTube as well. But you can also listen to us on Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts. Leave us 5 stars. I'm going to literally say that every single episode until someone leaves us 5 stars. And then you can also follow us on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We post fun shit. We might post fun shit at some point on Facebook. I will let you know when that happens.
Are we
so
committing to that?
It hasn't happened yet. I don't know. We mentioned it like last episode, so I thought I'd throw it out there. But I'm also not against not doing it. So,
works
yeah.
For me.
And I see you agree. So you guys agree. But yeah, we're going to be posting. So this is our first official Loki episode. We're going to be coming back every week with the new Loki episodes. We're recording them the day it comes out, baby. So y'all are getting it. The night it comes out, be ready.
I know, this is a big step for this podcast.
This is a big step. We're going to be on time. And then we're still going to be doing Monday mornings. You're going to get the Bad Batch. And then new movies that come out whenever we can record them. So that's our schedule so far. But anyway, shall we dive into the episode? I'm going to say, first of all, didn't know this until I looked it up because I clearly don't pay attention. The first episode's called Glorious Purpose. I think that's
makes
a really
sense.
Cool title. I actually really like it.
Yeah.
He says that a couple times, so.
Does it? I swear I watched the episode. No, I think that's really cool. I'm really liking Bad Batch, I think, is doing great with its titles. I hope this kind of stays on the same level. I don't know why. Titles really get me. Anyway, Omar, what was your first thoughts of this episode?
My first thoughts out of WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier,
ooh,
and Loki.
Comparing already.
No. Well, kind of. Loki was the least I was looking forward to. The absolute least. I was hyped about Falcon and Winter Soldier. I was excited about WandaVision, which ended up blowing me away. Loki, I mean, I'm an MCU fan. It's cool. It's going to be in the same universe and everything. I'm ready for it. But my expectations, my hype levels weren't really there. In terms of premieres, in terms of first episodes, this takes the fucking cake. This blew me. Dude,
there
amazing.
It is.
10 out of 10. Some of the best MCU stuff I've seen to date. And that's all I'm going to say for now until we dive in.
Oh my God. He left us on a cliff. And we're just dangling there till we can hear the rest of the explanation. I love it. And then Matt always has to do the like visual representation. Anyway, Matt, what'd you think?
I'm right there with Omar. I think this was utterly fantastic. I think this one episode was the best episode of WandaVision, better than the best episode of WandaVision, better than the best episode of Falcon Winter Soldier. I think this was the best episode of any of these MCU shows yet. Straight up. The trailer for Loki interested me the most out of all these shows, so I was really excited for this. So I did have high expectations, but like, oh my God, it blew them out of the water. I can't wait to talk about this because I thought this was just utterly fantastic. It was so good.
Guys, I can hear in y'all's voice, by the way, y'all describe the, like how y'all feel, how absolutely excited y'all are about this, and I'm living off of it. Like, it's feeding me energy. Anyway, I agree. I thought this was phenomenal. I thought this was the coolest way to do a show for Marvel. Like, it feels so different than Marvel because of what they're playing with.
Yes.
And we haven't gotten to see any of that at all yet. So even though you think you got introduced to it in WandaVision, no, not even close. Like, there's so much that happens in this episode, which we'll get into, but that you're just like, holy crap. Like, they're taking this to another level, and I cannot wait to see where this goes. I also can't wait for my brother to watch this episode because he hasn't watched it yet.
And by everyone's reactions,
no, and he was so excited about this.
I think he's gonna love it. I think it's my exactly
expectations
what he wanted.
Were so high for this too, so I'm glad it met it. I was like 4 a.m. when I'm watching this. Am I gonna enjoy this? Guess what I did?
Crazy.
I'm also a morning person, apparently. So anyway, cool. Well, then we might as well dive into the episode because we all know we love it now, so we can just rave about it for the next 15 minutes. So was there anything y'all got in this episode that y'all weren't expecting, like, at all?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm just going to start. Okay. First of all, I knew to some extent we were going to see some other MCU stuff. We were going to see some sort of flashbacks, some sort of clips.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe, because obviously we know this is a Loki right after, like at the end of, the first Avengers movies.
Yeah.
So I knew everything was going to in some extent, like I said, play out for him. I thought maybe they were going to save that for like the series finale or something, to where he finds out he dies at the end, Thanos kills him and everything. They just fucking throw that at your face. First episode.
And it blew my mind.
Dude, to me, first of all, I absolutely was not expecting it, but to me, they set a high bar that I think they're going to fucking exceed. Next episode, the episode after that, and the series finale, I think is just going to be, like, crazy. If this is how they're starting the show, I think we're in for a ride. I
love, too, how it starts the entire show off of just literally going where it picks up exactly from Endgame.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah. Like, he vanishes in Endgame and just straight into the desert.
Yeah, and boom. It even shows, you even get to see that whole part from Endgame where Tony Stark's walking away with the briefcase, mm-hmm. Hulk runs into him. Like, you see that whole part again, and I was not expecting that at all.
I felt like I watched that part like 3 times today, because did you guys watch the little, what do they call it? The little 8-minute things they do for the Marvel Legends or whatever every time they release these?
No, I didn't.
No.
It's really good if you just want to have a quick... if you want to just have like a quick refresher, but it definitely showed that scene in it, and then they played it in the episode a couple times, and I was like, man.
Yeah.
It's great, though. I think it's cool that they kept showing that shot of the Avengers when they were looking through the flashbacks and like kind of just driving home, like, you're a failure, Loki. And I'm like, that's an interesting topic to revolve this show around. I wasn't expecting that to be a thing that they kept coming back to. Like, show him how he didn't succeed at being what he wanted to be.
I thought the show, as in like the whole show, the entire season one, was going to be one of those things where like, where you have a dream and like an angel is by your side showing you what life could have been, or, you know, this or that.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought we were going to go. Never seen it, but maybe. I don't know.
I think you'd love it.
Really? I'll watch it. I mean, I love The Grinch, so who knows? But so I thought that was going to happen over the entire first season, right? To where like, okay, we start with the events of like Avengers. Then we go to, you know, like just as things, Ragnarok, then Infinity War, then Endgame, whatever. I thought that was going to take place over the entire first season. And as he sees things like unfolding, whatever, he's like, yo, like, what the fuck happens? You know, how did I end up here? Because who Loki is in the first Avengers is completely not who he is by the end when Thanos is fucking...
That's it. That's what's so crazy about this, because he's already had, like, over the course of the MCU, he's had a full character arc, and now we're going to see that kind of, like, furthered, but it's, like, starting off from a Loki that hasn't experienced all that yet, which is wild. And it's also cool, like what you're saying, Omar, I love that they did it this way, because now we don't, like, that's kind of the stuff you'd sort of guess, right? And I think we'd still like it if it would have went that way, but now all that's out the way at the end of the first episode. Like,
so you have no idea what to expect.
No idea what is going to happen next, and especially because we're dealing with this fucking, like this whole multiverse thing, which, like Bailey said, they just slam that in your face when this episode starts. Yeah. Like, they're not hiding it anymore. Like, this, what is the agency? The
TVA.
TVA, right? So that is who we're dealing with here, which is another thing. I know comic people probably have a better idea of where this is going, but like, there's so much going on here that is the future of the MCU, but not stuff that we really have a grasp on yet. And it's just, the door is wide open. I love
it. Something that, like, most people who hadn't read all the comics fully would have never expected this to be, like, the next step. Because you get the multiverse as the thing, but you think of the multiverse as this magical, like, entity being type of thing where, like, it's just Doctor Strange opening portals and shit. Like, you don't think of it as just, like, this
agency
based, like, it's a futuristic agency, but it's got a 60s vibe to it, which is even cooler. I found that so cool, like, the tone and the, like, design of this show so far.
Okay, wait, so it's cool that you said that, Bailey, because, okay, you know when, which we haven't even talked about Owen Wilson yet, incredible.
Oh, I'm bringing that up. Don't worry.
But you know when they're walking in the hallway and you get kind of, like, the first, like, shot of that whole, of this whole entire place, you know, when it kind of, like, peers through the window? It reminded me so much of like the novelization of 2001 A Space Odyssey. They kind of changed things up a little bit, but the whole part at the end when he's like tripping out, they like describe in more detail than they do in the movie, and they describe like this like train station for like dimensions, and just the visual, the way that looked in this episode just immediately gave me vibes of that, and I just, from that point on, I was like, this is so fucking cool. And so, like, even just you saying it has, like, this weird 60s agency vibe, because obviously that's when that book would have been written, it just, like, it all makes sense. Like, I feel like some of that has to be inspiration. It's so cool.
Oh, they are going to pull so much inspiration, I think, for the rest of this show from other things that we know outside of Marvel, which I think makes it even cooler. And, yeah, bringing it up, Owen Wilson, I'm going to say it now, has been the best addition to the MCU ever.
I since. Actually
like ever. Now. That's and true. I'm
when they added Captain America.
Statement.
No.
I really want to say something about Owen Wilson. I the entire time I was watching him, just like his lines and his reactions and everything kept reminding me, which is gonna make no sense what I'm about to say, but kept reminding me of a version of Matthew like 20 years from now, like an older I know that makes absolutely no sense, but I was like, dude, that's like Matthew right there in 20 years.
The funny thing is, it makes sense to us.
Yeah.
I can also see that.
Because y'all see if the multiverse was real and I could just get a fucking desk job with the multiverse, you know I would just be content doing it.
Like, no. If that ever happened, I think you'd fucking go crazy. I think you'd go through I think you'd go insane.
I would, but we're talking, would you say 20 years from now? I'd have my shit 20, together.
Sure. You're right.
That's the thing. Like, Owen Wilson's line delivery, his, like, comedic timing, it's always perfect. And he gets to play a character that's kind of like this snarky detective, which might be the best role for him at this point. And I'm only saying this based off of one episode, but he, like, not that the beginning was weak, but it did do that thing in the beginning where, like, they kept having to over explain for the audience that doesn't know what's going on. Like, things were very hand-holdy the whole way through the beginning. So because of that, when Owen came in, all that kind of stopped. And, like, they got to just kind of riff off of each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when it started to, like, really, really hit for me. Like, that was the moment when I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, incredible.
Definitely. And real quick, because I don't think this is something we're going to talk too much more about, but the point you just brought up, how there's so much kind of, like, exposition and stuff at the beginning where they are having to, like, hold your hand. It's impressive how simplistic it still is, though, because I'm watching shows, like, I'm watching The Expanse right now, where there's all kinds of politics and stuff going on, but there are so many just buzzwords, I guess you'd call them, like words that you don't really know what they mean. You just kind of have to learn them in the show. And like, I'll sometimes be thinking when I'm watching that show, like there's a whole sentence where like, if you just showed this to somebody that isn't watching this show, there's like five or six words in the sentence that they wouldn't even understand. So let alone have any idea what's going on. Whereas then you take a show like this and they're dealing with subject matter that's just as complex, but it's dumbed down in a way where you're not like losing your brain trying to follow it. And I feel like that's very vital when they're stepping into the multiverse now. Like, don't lose people. I feel like the writers for the show must have had a very like delicate line they had to tread with stuff like that. And I feel like that's just very impressive, and that's just a testament to how the show hopefully is going to keep
going. So that's what's so interesting about this. It's like, if this is the show that's introducing in a more deep dive into the multiverse, they're picking a way to like show it in the most human possible aspect or way. Like, it's such a complex idea that's introduced in such a simple way. And it's a really cool way of seeing that, because it's through the agency that has timekeepers or minutemen, policemen kind of things, and they control time that gets changed. It's like the weirdest thing. I never would have thought it would be introduced like that, but it's also kind of genius, and I love it so far that it's being introduced like that.
I'm a sucker for agencies. I don't know why, but
it reminds me. Do you guys remember that movie with Emily Blunt and Matt Damon? What was it called? It was called The Time of Something, but it was pretty much that.
It
was
like an agency.
Nope.
The Time Traveler's Life.
I feel like we've seen it in theaters together, man, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it came out a while ago. Like, I'm talking about, like, 10 years ago, maybe.
The Adjustment Bureau? This must be what you're talking about. I don't think I saw this, though.
What?
Oh,
you guys.
Oh, wait, I did see this. We must have seen it together. Dude,
we did see it together.
I don't think I've thought about this movie since then.
Well, there you go. It's a lot like that. It's an agency that controls time and things. It's exactly what Loki was saying. Not what Loki was saying, what Owen Wilson's character was explaining to him. Things that are meant to happen have to happen. And they're going to just going to keep happening over and over again, because that's how they have to happen. And I'm very curious to see how they explore that, because Loki's Loki, right? There's no way on hell he's going to take what he saw happens to him and just kind of go with it. Like, okay, this is how it ends for me. Like, I think he's going to try to maybe alter something, change something, or do something to that extent. And, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how many episodes this season is. I'm sure you guys maybe have an idea.
I don't either. I'm really bad at hosting.
I'm just very curious. Like, I'm very curious to see how it progresses.
I am too. You know what I also wanted to say while Matt looks this up? I think that, first of all, Owen Wilson's name is Mobius. I just looked it up.
Yes, Mobius.
That's I did one. Not know that was his name. It's really, really cool.
This is what happens when you watch something at 4 a.m.
Six episodes, guys. Six episodes.
Six episodes?
What? Was Falcon and Winter Soldier 7?
Six.
Falcon Winter Soldier was 6,
oh,
too.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. It's
y'all are listening to this in real time of us realizing we only have six episodes to discuss.
Okay,
I'm fine with it, especially if the episodes are all this length. I think that's
I'm
perfect.
Fine with it, too. It's just,
is it? Are they?
I don't know. That I don't
They're
know. But Falcon and Winter Soldiers all were around the 45 minute
around
mark,
40.
I think.
Yeah.
WandaVision was the one that really like played with shorter ones.
Yeah. It was longer, though. So, I mean, it's introduced so much things in the first, which I guess now it makes sense why they introduced so much already, because there's only six episodes. But the part where he's like realizing everything that's going on, he escapes and is trying to like get out of all this shit that like he's seeing. And he goes and finds the Tesseract again from that guy that goofy guy's in everything. I see that dude in everything. So shout out to him.
What
I don't know
fish?
His name, but but when he sees the Tesseract, and then he literally is like, y'all have Infinity Stones?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah, we use them as like paperweights sometimes and stuff like that. And then you see him stand up and he has the realization. He goes, is this the most powerful thing in the world? Like, he's having this realization that everything they thought they knew wasn't real. Like, it didn't matter.
And that's
how
so
crazy is that to introduce into the first episode of a TV show? Like,
and that's why it's something as simple, because that literally happens when, like you're saying, he opens the drawer and just sees the Infinity Stones in there. But like, real talk, with everything we've learned about the MCU, the Infinity Stones are like the pillar of just power and existence. And so then for Loki, a god, to see just a drawer full of them, like, yeah, that would just break his brain and be like, okay, what do you got then?
Because it breaks our brain.
You know what I mean? And that's just so cool. I love that it's playing with stuff like that. I also feel like this is, it feels to me like the same little mini evolution as Ragnarok felt for Thor with Loki. And maybe I'm looking too much into it, but the humor here, just like, it reminded me of Ragnarok first off. And it also did the thing to me where, and this is just me personally, but Loki's never really been my favorite character. Like, he's just, I've never cared that much about him. I feel like I would have put him on the, you know what, same kind of thing with like Wanda and Vision. So, they're doing the same kind of thing, but.
Oh, yeah, get out of here with that shit.
How dare
I'm serious.
You?
I don't know why, and it's not that I didn't like him. I just, there was a lot of Loki for a long time, guys. There was Thor and Avengers, and he was just a villain in everything for a while. And so I think there was just too much of him. But this already was just my favorite stuff with him, like hands down.
Yeah,
and he's and Tom Middleton is just hilarious too. Like he's really funny, and him and Owen Wilson's riffs off each other. I'm just gonna say it. Like I already am more sold on it and think it's funnier than Bucky and Falcon in the in Falcon Winter Soldier, which is weird because on paper I think that you probably would have assumed that they would have worked better than they did, and they did. I'm not even shitting on it, but I love it. It just all meshes so well together, and it's the first episode, and maybe we're overreacting, but I'm with you guys where I'm so excited. I have no idea what's gonna happen, and that's why it's so exciting.
I wanted to bring up, this has nothing to do with the show, but you're talking about liking Loki so much. Do y'all remember when we went to go see, was it do you remember
the girl with the pop figure on
with the shirt? We went to go see it's not Infinity War. No, it is Infinity War. We went to see Infinity War, and this girl is like sitting in like the row next to us wearing like a Loki t-shirt, like super excited, and then literally Loki dies within the first
opening day, three minutes
of the movie. That's like all I think about now with Loki. Like, God bless that poor girl. I feel really bad.
But you know what? She's having her moment now. So
I know. So it's your moment to shine, girl. Definitely good for you. Sure, I hope she's listening to this. But anyway, so yeah, this show is already incredible. I'm blown away. I think we're probably riding the high of watching this today. Tomorrow we're gonna be like, oh man, maybe we.
I don't think so though. Because
I really don't.
I didn't really feel that way after WandaVision. I didn't feel that way after Falcon Winter Soldier. Like, I remember when we hopped on to talk about Falcon Winter Soldier, I had more than a few things to complain about, if you guys remember.
No, we do.
But with this, no. I mean, this is completely, like, new territory for Marvel. We've never seen anything like this. Even the fuck... Dude, how have we not talked about the music?
The music? Oh, amazing. The music,
incredible.
Amazing.
Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
Dude, we have not heard, listen, like anything like this in the MCU, and it's just amazing. It fits the character so much.
Oh, more than I even realized, because we're talking about Space Odyssey. Like, talk about like sci-fi cool ass music, like synth music. Like, it's so cool and not what I even thought Loki needed.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, this is Loki. This is the epitome of Loki. Right. I just think that's so cool. There's also, we're getting towards the end, so if there's anything else you want to throw it out, but we need to talk about the end of the show.
Yeah, so real quick, I just want to give a shout out to the little video they show that explains everything real simply, the little, like, what's her name, like Miss Minutes or something, that got a kick out of me. And I just loved how simple that was, and it kind of was similar to just in Endgame where they're explaining the timeline stuff and it matched up. All of it feels cohesive and stuff. And also, for some reason, the scene that made me laugh the most was when he's like, obviously everything he's going through at the beginning is hilarious, but when he's just in that room, which for some reason I thought he was in line for a cafeteria because it looked like a cafeteria line where it was just him and that other guy, but it was when he was waiting to go to like his hearing. But everything that happened in that room, I don't know why I was laughing so hard at it, but I thought it was fucking hilarious when the guy's trying to find his ticket and he just gets just vaporized. It's just great, man. I love it.
It disappears from existence. Yeah, it's like, that's like, all right, you're done. No, I completely agree. Is there anything you're missing before we talk about the end, Ohms?
No, I was just going to say that I think Loki is one of those characters that can carry an entire show by himself, just from what we've seen in the MCU compared to, like, Wanda needs Vision. Falcon needs the Winter Soldier. They couldn't do it by themselves. Like, I can't imagine an entire season where it's just one of those characters carrying the entire season. But Loki, I mean, dude, just like, he's got so much charm and just so much like one-liners that work. So
he's got a decent backstory to where you're just like, wow, there's just so much.
Ready for it.
Like, they show that flashback of him being the guy who hijacked that plane. That's like a real thing.
That was hilarious too.
Yeah, that was funny.
But that was like, and the guy was like, you were him? Like, just, you can play so much with stuff like that with Loki's character, which is awesome. So
also,
I agree with that.
Last thing I wanted to say, because we talked about Owen Wilson, but he seems to me like just a loose cannon. He can go from, like, he would dial it up out of nowhere in this episode. Like, he was just so friendly, but then he would just be like, you gotta stop, or like he'd use the fucking like switch on him and shit. And I feel like, I don't know where his character is gonna go, but it could be terrifying, I think. Because Owen Wilson has the range to fucking do it.
So coming to the end, we have the team. They either, like, they've been called the TVA Minutemen or the Timekeepers. Timekeepers seems a little cooler. Minutemen's also cool, though, so I don't know. Pick and choose, you know? Out there, pick and choose. But, so, I love when Omar's, like, facial expression always reacts to what I say. The person that we have, I've looked it up. Her name's the main lady who's, like, watching over him. Hunter B-15. Cool. That's, like, a cool name.
Sounds like a Star Wars name. Yeah.
Their whole idea of the Timekeepers is really cool. So I hope that gets explored more and we get to see that more. But then when they get to the point where they're hunting down this, like, entity, or I can't remember what they called him, a variant. They called him a variant. This variant that keeps killing all of them anytime they go try and stop the person from messing up the timeline. And then you see the end where whoever it's supposed to be, and they believe it's Loki actually being the variant that they need, the current Loki they have to go stop, which I think it was interesting that they didn't show him.
Yes.
Because that means it might implies, not be Loki, which I think that's really
theory.
Cool.
I've got a
let's hear it, because agree. Not showing his face, that was an easy reveal at the end. So,
but that's the thing. Like, the way they did it by just, like, setting them all on fire, I'm just like, this is a very not Marvel thing to
right.
do. Yeah, and exactly. I found that that's very, very right cool. There. But what's your theory? Let's go with theories, guys.
Okay, well, there you go. Theory. You said not Marvel. This isn't Marvel. And I'm just going to throw back to, what was it? Last Jedi. You guys remember where there was, like, where they were shown when it was a younger Kylo and a younger Luke Skywalker, and his students were, like, escaping, and there was a fire and everything. He had the fucking hood on.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke. This is on the same streaming service as The Mandalorian, where we just saw Luke in the hood.
You think this is a crossover event?
That's all I'm saying. I think it's Luke Skywalker.
Omar's not closing the door on it.
Nope. You think Luke Absolutely Skywalker...
Not. It's one of two characters, in all seriousness. It's either Luke Skywalker or Tobey Maguire.
There it is.
I rest my case. Done.
Toby was going to be my guess. No lie,
Wait, really?
Toby was going to be my guess. No
oh,
lie.
Okay, at least there's a 0.001% chance that it could be Tobey Maguire or Andrew
this
Garfield.
This could be what Elizabeth Olsen was talking about. Could the cameo. The Luke Skywalker-like cameo. This is it.
Oh my god, wait. That... That actually
every dot
interest.
Just now. Every dot.
You know, he always throws something crazy out there, and at first I think it's crazy, and then he reels me in. And I'm like, you know what, you got me. I'm on board with this. But yeah, no, I think all seriousness. It's Tobey Maguire. No, I'm kidding. All seriousness, I think that this is gonna end up being something different. Like, I think this is gonna not be Loki. I really couldn't even say, like, maybe, I don't know, Rocket.
What?
I don't know. I'm like thinking of obscure characters now. I really don't know.
He doesn't even fit
that
height.
So they've already, confirmed.
He's on like Groot's shoulders or something.
I don't know, man. I'm throwing out whatever I can at this point. I think they already confirmed that Mephisto is not going to show up in this show.
Yes, they did. Which, if I don't know if y'all caught it, but there was a really funny reference, or not even a reference, but when you first see Owen Wilson and he's talking to that girl and drawing the little stick figure, and there's like a stained glass, and he's like, "Who did this?" And she pointed, and it's just a demon, and it's like,
"Yeah,
are they talking to Mephisto?" And I was reading because the director / writer, I can't remember her name, Kate something. She already came out and was like,
Aaron.
Mephisto's not in this, because there's so many rumors online. She's like, there's no Mephisto in this. And then I was reading an interview from today where she's like, yeah, right around the time everybody on Twitter was like freaking out about Mephisto for WandaVision, we had already filmed this scene, which is just supposed to be a devil with horns that is honestly supposed to reference Loki. And she was like, in my head, I thought that this is going to be interesting when this episode comes out, because people are going to jump that it's Mephisto. But
yeah, because I can say my first guess wasn't Loki. Like when she pointed to the demon. It'll be interesting to see who it is, though. I have no theories currently because I didn't think too hard about it because it was 4 a.m. But I will have a theory for the next episode.
I like it. Yes.
I think my guess is that it is Loki, but it's just, I don't know. Like, if you were to say, like, it's dark Loki. It's not dark Loki, but there's so much with, like, shape-shifting and, like dimensional change and stuff that's referenced in this show that I just wouldn't be surprised if it's some alternate Loki or some just crazy, like maybe he is like more devilish or something. I don't know. And I think they're just not ready to show him to us yet. But that's my guess, is that it is still in fact Loki, but just some weird different version of him.
I hope it's like he comes out in a whole different color, like how Vision did. Like Loki comes out and he's just like purple, but he's like all purple.
It's like, bam.
I would enjoy that. I'd be like, they got me. All right. Well, I think we can wrap this puppy up. Wouldn't y'all say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Same time, place.
We'll
next
be back.
Week.
Same time, same place. Absolutely. Next week. But you know, until then, what's that thing they say? Don't hesitate to let us know how we're doing.